Now D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. You know, I'd like your opinion on the news that does everything and does it best. For instance, I'd like to say to Mrs. Peterson in Ohio, now, Mrs. Peterson, how would you go about proving which wash day soap is best?
Well, I try to be very fair.
Uh-huh.
I'd take all the different laundry soaps I could think of.
Yes.
And give each one a really tough wash to do.
Well, now, that's exactly what we did. 25 different wash day soaps were lined up against Does, the new kind of soap.
25?
Yes, ma'am. Bars, chips, powders. All 25 were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, together with greatest safety for colors. Only Does came out ahead on all three combined.
Didn't any of them beat Does?
Not a one. Compared with Does, most soaps were short on safety for the nice colored rayons you wash. Some soaps missed out on whiteness for towels, and some couldn't match those Does suds for getting tough dirt out easy.
Well, what do you know?
Does scored highest for the whole combination. Now, how's that for an answer to wash day?
Well, I washed stacks of dirty towels, greasy overalls, too.
Listen, Does gets overalls clean easier and gets towels whiter, definitely whiter, than soap after soap. Yet this new kind of soap actually leaves your pretty undies brighter.
Maybe I ought to try Does.
Good idea. Then you'll see, for whiteness, suds for cleaning and safety for colors combined, Does tests best. Does everything best. Now Does invites you to visit the Goldbergs. Molly has just discovered that Joe Ellis is in earnest about using every means in order to get the $25,000. A few minutes ago, Molly peeked out of her room and noticed that the lights were out in the front room. Apparently, Joe had finished grilling Mary and both had gone to their rooms. This seemed to be the perfect moment to put through a call to Seymour in Lastonbury to find out why he left Greensville. Carefully, Molly tiptoed to the phone, called, and got Seymour's sister, Bertie, on the phone. Bertie had just begun to tell Molly that what Seymour knew about Jake's whereabouts when a voice rang out of the darkness. It was Joe Ellis, and Molly quickly hung up. "Who are you calling?" demanded Joe. When Molly refused to answer, Joe hit her. Hit her several times. Listen.
"Joe Ellis... you slapped me."
"Did it hurt?"
You couldn't hurt me."
"No?"
"No."
"Sit where you are. Now, if you behaved yourself and did what you was told, I wouldn't have any trouble with you. All I want to know is the number that you called and who you was talking to."
"I won't tell you. I told you I wouldn't tell you."
"Now, there's just one thing I want you to get straight. Are you listening to me?"
"No."
"You're better if you know what's good for you. That money you have..."
"I haven't got it."
"But you know who has, don't you? Now, wait a minute. I'll be right down. Stay where you are. I'm going up and get a cigar."
Go to sleep, Rosalie.
Are you alone, Mother?
Go to sleep, Rosalie. You'll wake Uncle David.
He's not sleeping.
Ma, you're crying.
No, Rosalie.
No, Ma, what happened? Did you call Lastonbury?
Yes.
And who did you speak to?
Rosalie, no questions. No questions now. He's coming back.
What happened, Ma? Please tell me.
Nothing, Rosalie. I was calling Birdie in Lastonbury. And he wanted me to give him the number so he could also call Lastonbury.
And you gave it to him?
No.
Mama, darling, why are you putting your hand on your face?
Yes.
Mama, darling, what happened to your face? Did he do it? He slapped your face, Mama, darling.
Nothing, Rosalie. Nothing, my kid. It didn't hurt me, Mama.
Coming down.
Go in your room.
Oh, Ma, I won't leave you alone with him.
No, keeping your mother company, huh?
Miss Ellis, If there's nothing more you want to say to me, because I have less I wish to say to you, I would like to go to my room.
Well, not so fast. You go to bed.
I'm staying here.
You heard me.
Rosalie, go. Mr. Ellis is a very gentle gentleman. Go, Rosalie.
No.
Oh. You love your mother very much, huh? Well, and in that case, maybe you better stay. You can tell her what's good for her, maybe.
What do you want, Mr. Ellis?
I just want to tell you something that maybe you don't know. That money belongs not to you and not to Mary Warren, but to me. And to Mike Hilton. So all I'm trying to do is get back what belongs to me, not to you. Now do you understand? I ain't stealing nothing from you, sister. You're the one that took something from me. And this ain't begging apology either. I don't apologize. I'm here to get what's mine. Why, I'd be justified if I slapped you 10 times harder than I did. Now, what's the number you were calling? And who were you calling? You're not telling. If I didn't know I had a way to make you talk, I'd shut you up for good. And how? Look out. Operator, I was just disconnected. I was talking and you disconnected me.
What was the number you were talking to, please?
Oh, look it up, please.
Sorry, we don't keep a record. Unless you know the number, I can't get it back to you.
Thank you very much. See how simple it is? She's getting the number for me. I could have saved myself the annoyance of getting excited. Now, tell me why wouldn't you give me the number?
Because anything that would help you would hurt me and mine.
But I thought you were so brave. You're not afraid of being hurt.
No, I'm not afraid.
Everything with you is double talk. I'm not afraid. I'm afraid. But when are you? Nobody who knows Joe Ellis goes around with mixed feelings about him, if you know what I mean. If I like them, then they're not scared of me. If I don't like them, they run out and hire a bodyguard toot sweet.
You're proud of yourself, Mr. Ellis, aren't you?
Well, I'm proud. I'm a self-made man.
Well, you didn't do such a good job, did you?
Hey, careful what you say.
Sometimes people are too careful. Sometimes when they should stand up and talk so loud the whole world can hear, they keep very silent.
Well, you're not thinking of yelling, are you? You know this house is on the outskirts of town, don't you? Nothing but crickets for neighbors.
With you, I don't have to yell. For you, for the whole world knows what you are. The last few years have made your kind of people very familiar.
People could recognize you as if you were wearing a neon sign on your back reading jail as fascist.
Stop mixing politics into this.
It's not politics, Mr. Ellis. In a barnyard, there's a wolf. Politics.
A wolf is a threat to everybody except other wolves.
That's why so much good young life is running into the earth this very moment. Good young lives are spent fighting people like you, the Hitler kind. Small or big men like you are the Hitlers of the world. And today they're not afraid anymore. They're not afraid of you and your kind because they got your measure. And they're fighting back. And when you fight back, you're not afraid.
Very pretty speech.
When you slapped me, Miss Ellis, I wasn't afraid. Not being afraid, that's fighting back. What more could you do? Slap me again?
Boy, you got a limited imagination.
You can't do any more to me because you're a coward. You're a coward. You can't defend yourself with your brains to get what you want. So you use your fists. You know the story of he who lives by the sword.
Dies by the sword, doesn't he? I heard that in a Ronald Coleman picture once. So now you're threatening my life, huh? Oh, no, you don't.
Mama, darling.
Hello?
I want to speak to Mrs. Goldberg. Did she hang up?
Yes, who is this?
This is Beatty Schlissel, and I want to talk to Mrs. Goldberg.
Just a minute. This is for you, Mrs. G. And talk to her. Ask her the questions I tell you to ask her. Take it. Now let me have the receiver when she starts answering the questions. Do you mind if we share the receiver, dear?
I mind very much. And take your hands away from me. Take your hands away from me. Take your hands away from me. Hello?
Mrs. Goldberg, what happened?
Baby, I can't talk to you now.
Well, I just want to tell you that if you're looking for the money, Mr. Goldberg has it.
What did she say?
Hello, baby. Hello, baby. Tell that to the gentleman what you just told me.
You want me to? Is Mr. Goldberg there? Seymour gave Mr. Goldberg the message that he took the money out of your pocketbook. He thought it was safer with him.
Let me have that.
Just a minute, Brady. Tell this gentleman what you told me. Yes.
Hello?
Mr. Goldberg has the money.
What? Would you repeat that, please?
I said Mr. Goldberg has the money.
Hold on. Why didn't you tell me Mr. Goldberg has the money?
I did tell you.
Not me, you didn't tell.
Ma, you told it to Mike Hilton.
You did? What's he doing, trying to put something over on me, too? Mike! Mike! Mike!
Well, so thieves are beginning to fall out. Divide and conquer is a technique that can be used for good as well as for evil. Can Molly take advantage of Joe's sudden suspicion of his partner, Mike? We know we're on the way to winning the war. But Uncle Sam says let's remind ourselves at this point that we still have a long way to go. The roads to Berlin and Tokyo are hard, bloody roads. Our fighting men have no illusions about that.
I've seen a lot of my buddies go down fighting and never get up. A lot more of us are going to do that before this thing is over. Remember that, folks, you folks back home. And remember that we still need your help. Still need your help. Don't let us down.
Lest we forget, this war must be seen through to complete and final victory. And until that final victory, Uncle Sam still needs all the used kitchen fats you can save. Used fat contains the essential ingredients that help make bullets, healing medicines, rubber bolts, and nylon for parachutes. So don't let our fighting men down. Keep on saving fats until Berlin and Tokyo are both fallen, until both Japan and Germany bite the dust. Save every drop of used cooking fat. You know, your butcher will give you 2 red ration points and 4 cents for every pound. And those red points can come in mighty handy these days. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. Because of Mike Hilton. The world has passed Molly by, but she determines to catch up with it. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything best. Fight waste at your sink and sink the axis. When you do dishes, don't waste soap. Soap contains war materials.